Blog Talk Radio.
What is uppers? I am your delightful delight, your girl Vixen, and right now you're live on the playground. That's Indie Playground, where Indie Recess is always in section. And right now we're going live. We're interviewing our boy Billy D. Smooth. What's up, Billy D. Smooth? I feel like we have a little technical difficulties with Billy. Hold on just a moment. Anyway, let's get the music started. There you go, Billy. Billy.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're having technical difficulties with me. Sorry, I'm sorry. I want to introduce you guys to Billy D. Smooth, all the way from Oakland, Bay Area, California. Say what's up to everybody, Billy.
What it do, everybody?
I always say what it do. That's all you got to say. But it's okay. We're going to go into some music. We're going to go into some music.
I don't
want
to bombard everybody's ears. All they need to hear is just the music. The music.
Exactly, buddy. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to go into a song. So then we'll follow back and sit down and have a little chit-chat with Billy D. Smooth here on Indie Playground. He is Nautra Slim, another artist that I have coming up real soon on the show with So Ratchet here on Indie Playground.
That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. Let's go take some shots.
She a little ratchet.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna smash it. Long
yeah.
Hair, green eyes, damn, she a bad bitch.
Yeah.
So long, breathing hard, asthmatics.
Nerf
been a baller, no ski low.
Knocked
the out. Debo, all about my green, CeeLo. Give a f about a hoe, D-Lo. Taking rounds of crown, driving around town, stock town, smoking loud, going down, making sounds. She gave me everything, called her 7 pounds, going wild for hours, made a throw in the towel. I'm taking your spot, Kaepernick. She at the candy shop, looking for the matchstick. I go deep, real deep, Titanic. Whipped it out, she saw it and panicked. Got Gucci on my feet, nothing cheap. Got to swap me to get a weave, goatee, bare feet. Put her to sleep like she was counting sheep. I brought a girl cause she wants something to eat. One, let me see you take it to the floor. Two, let me see you bring it up slow. Three, how low can that air go? Four, let's get ratchet once more.
That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Let's go take some
Look,
shots.
Riding with three b****s in a two-seater. All these on a rap scene. J's on my feet, cup full of lean. That AK go brat, you don't need a bean. I used to f*** you all night with my chain on. Slap you on your arrow, that's why we slapping two chains on. Why you with them lame? I'm the same name that flame. I bang, bang. Ay, only one four, I used to knock hoes. When it got slow, I used to rob all the vodka. Man, my pockets on B of A. I ain't never had I spend it all today. No ratchets with me, just dime pieces and bad, bad. You hatin', stay on the side with the mad, bad. Rule, boy, I cuss a bitch, move out. If she ain't paying when she wearin', gotta move out. She ain't paying when she wearin', gotta move out. She ain't paying when she wearin', gotta move out. She ain't paying when she wearin', gotta move out. Gotta move out, gotta move out, gotta move out.
One, let me see you take it to the flow. Two, let me see you bring it up slow. Three, how low can that air go? Four, let's get ratchet once more.
That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. That's So Ratchet. Let's go take some shots. ratchet. That's so ratchet. That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots.
Recess is now in session. Now in session. Indie Playgrounds.
I got a two-story home, Mr. Brandy in the alley. Niggas get his home, that's why they call it Killer Cali. Motherfuckers dying while we killing one another. A kid got stoned next week, they killed his brother. The ones in the news, Syria, interviews. If we keep the fool shit to tell us, we gon' lose. How the fuck I'm gon' lose? I'm a ball, I'm reppin' for my people, give a fuck what it calls. OGs on the block, talking about chivalry dead. While I die, only talking about giving me head. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? Gang bang, red or blue. Get a gas 22, I need a motherfucking blunt. Check the time, it's 420. You need to get a job, shit is real, it ain't funny. Niggas always playing with the students up to here. Here to blow it out your ass, ain't coming out your ear. Hoping my real motherfuckers know. Don't be the realest shit I ever wrote. Hoping my squad motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow. Do the truest shit I ever spoke. I let you know, motherfuckers.
Your girl Vixen, and right now I'm live in the studio with Billy D. Smooth, all the way from West Oakland, California. Billy, boy, I don't know what is going on right now, but we need to find out what's going on right now. So, Billy, this is what I want you to do, okay? I'm going to play another song because tonight we're having a connection issue, and you call me on my private phone, okay? All right. So, here is another song for one of my boys, one of my boos. So, we're going to play it momentarily.
What's up? This your guy's Bad Habits. And you're now listening to Vixen on the GRM Radio Network.
Hey, baby, what do you do? Hit that shit, man. I got a two-story home, Mr. Brandy in the alley. Niggas get his home, that's why they call it Killer Cali. Motherfuckers dying while we killing one another. A kid got stoned next week, they killed his brother. The ones in the new Syria. If we keep the foolish shit to tell us, we gon' lose. How the fuck I'm gon' lose? I'm a ball, I'm reppin' for my people.
money. The motherfucking fun, take the time, it's 420. If you need to get a job, shit is real, it ain't funny. Niggas always playing with his tooth up to here. You can blow it out your ass, and he's coming out your ear. Hoping my real motherfuckers know. You'll be the realest shit I ever wrote. Hoping my squad motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow. Do the truest shit I ever spoke. I let you know, motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. A little girl got killed, all she did was mind her business. Telling people stories, but they couldn't find a witness. Everybody hollering by it happened so fast.
Delightful delight your girl Vixen that everybody wants to take a bite of. And I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, because I don't know why. Like I was telling Billy D. Smooth, this is the first time this ever happened to me on the show with technical difficulties. The very first time. So what's up, Billy?
Oh, everything good with me. How you doing?
I am fantastic.
Good job.
Now I want you to tell my listeners, the listeners that is to me worldwide, I want to say thank you first of all, but tell them about Billy. Who is Billy D. Smooth?
Oh, well, Billy D. Smooth is a complex person. Well, not really. He's the coolest person you would ever want to meet, but he's not that type of person that you just want to tell anything to, because a lot of stuff is bullshit, and you can believe the bullshit, or I had a saying, you can believe the bullshit or you can believe the game. It's free this week or next week, it's for sale. But actually, the bullshit and the game could be the same thing. So, you know what I'm saying? I like the truth. I like to get down to the truth of the matter. I don't like, this what you think and this what you heard on YouTube, so it's the truth. I like the truth. So I guess Billy D. Smooth is the truth.
Okay. Now I love that you is the truth, and we really do appreciate you being the truth and always be the truth.
Exactly.
But tell people about your background. Like, who are you? Like, where I come from? Yeah.
Well, I grew up. Truthfully, I grew up. My parents on drugs. Oh. So I didn't even grow up with my parents. I've been through the group homes in Los Angeles, the foster homes. I started out in the foster homes. As I got older, I went to the group homes. And then that wasn't nothing but a natural progression for me to go to the juvenile hall and the penitentiary, because it was the same point system that they had in the group home was the same point system that was in juvenile. It was like I was in the same thing, except I was locked up. There wasn't no women there. So then that was never natural. It's like the group home, the foster home and group home prepared me to go to jail. And that's what it's like. That's what that, to me, that's what that's there for, to make sure, prepare you for jail. But once I got to jail, it's like wherever I go, I try to learn something. I don't just go with the flow. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to learn something. So I learned a lot. And I don't think I need to learn too much more from that's going that way. But it was a learning process for me. It helped me to grow up. It helped me to see the world how it's supposed to be saw and not what you think it's supposed to be. I see the world how it is and not how I want it to be. And that's basically where I came from. And I'm trying to do some good with it. I've never been a bad dude, but I was a good dude in a bad situation. So I had to go along with certain situations because that's where I was doing. That's who I was hanging around. I wasn't hanging around people who said, oh, you should do it like this. You could do it better. Most of the people I hung around said, here, take this dope and let's go sell it and make this money. Oh, here, let's go rob this store and make this money. If working and doing something of that nature was frowned upon in the circle that I grew up in, even amongst family members. So, I don't know how. I guess I was always like I am now, but I was in that situation, so that's what was going on with my life at the time. But my life now is totally different. If you know what I'm saying, I'm working, helping with the kids, working at up at the schools, volunteering, all that. I used to work with Mother Wright. People of Oakland know who Mother Wright is. Help feed the home, feed and clothe the homeless. And I'm trying to live my life right, trying to do what needs to be done.
And you know what? I'm very proud that you have changed your life for the better.
Thank you. I think it was just a growing up process. Once I turned a certain age, it's like my brain flipped, like, what is you doing? You tripping. It was just like, I don't know. My brain flipped. It's like I quit. I guess I got older. I grew up. I quit doing what was wrong and start trying to do what was right or start trying to learn what was right so I can do it.
And that's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk more with Billy D. Smooth, coming up. We're going to go to the music and what music you have out and projects you're working on and things of that nature. But I want you to know a little bit about the man behind the music first, okay? So, coming up next, we're going to have Billy D. Smooth after this song. He is another Oakland native. And his name is DeVere, and here his song is What You Need here on Indie Playground.
Knees looking for love.
I used to try to write a song to match that. Not to say that I did it, but I used to try to write a song that was better than his song. And once he passed, though, it was like some of my inspiration as far as me writing songs, it was gone. So I kind of slowed down and stopped. And I still had old songs that sounded good, though. But then recently, that spark came back. And I'm back at it.
Okay. What things are you working on now? Like,
well, I got this movie coming out. It's called Stripes the Movie. I got a few beats on the soundtrack or whatnot. But, yeah, I got the song. I got a song called Jesus Told Me So on that movie. It's not a Christian song. It's not a Christian rap. It's just my song called Jesus Told Me So, talking about what Jesus told me. You know what I'm saying? If you want to check for that, that's off of www.stripes/movie.com. But yeah, we doing a video for that on March 19th in Vallejo. So that's one of the things I have going on. I'm in the process right now of writing this new song called The Mind of a Criminal. You know, it's gonna be like the rest of my songs. It's not the same thing that you hear everybody else talking about. I'm not into talking about how much money and what I got. I want the world to be a better place after I'm finished rapping. I want to leave my footprints in the sands of time. When I'm gone from here, somebody's gonna still know me. I want to make a better way for me, my daughter, my kids, my grandkids, great, great, great grandkids, and but I mean, I guess just for our future.
Okay. And you will build a great place, and many people will help you along the way. Now, I'm gonna play a little bit from the Stripes song that you wrote called Jesus Told Me So. Any last words? We got like 2 minutes left.
Any last words? Like I said, just check for me, Billy D. Smooth. You know what I'm saying? It's when you listen to it, it's not nothing you ever heard before. It's positive. I mean, I'm doing some. You hear a little bit of a strong language in it, but I would suggest anybody listen to it, even the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure they hear their parents saying them same strong words, except I'm saying them strong words to stop you from doing the crime. I want people to look at crime like it's the worst thing in the world, not like, oh, maybe I should do that.
All right, that's what's up. Now, I'm going to play the song, and I want to invite you back because we had technical So I'm going to have to invite you back on, and I have to pause.
It's good. Anytime.
Hold on just a moment.
What it do? This song is dedicated to a girl named Tammy.
Take a My daddy once told me to be a man, but I thought to be a man I had to get all the money I can. So I hit blocks and sold rocks, stole with the glosses and stole from the cops. I was old with the knives.